Hi, everybody. Get ready for the next batch of weather changes over the weekend as a important frontal system approaches the area. Today, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy, but a comfortable day with a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, cloudy. I think we're dry during the evening. Chance of showers late tonight, maybe in the wee hours of the morning. Low temperature 64. Now, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. That's ahead of a cold front approaching. Much cooler Saturday night. Overnight low temperature 50 by dawn Sunday morning. Sunday will feel like fall with a high temperature around 67, a breezy, cooler day with sunshine, and the low temperature by Monday morning falls to the middle 40s, coolest of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested a teenage boy after they say he brought a gun onto Carver High School's campus. Police say the teen is charged with terroristic threats, marijuana possession, and trespassing. They tell us he is not a current student at Carver High School. Millbrook police say a suspect is in custody after a social media threat led to a lockdown of several Elmore County schools Thursday. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis tells us the threat was made towards Stanhope Elmore High School. And city employees in Selma have learned they won't be getting paid this week due to a lack of funds. Earlier this week, nearly 70 Selma City employees were notified they'll be laid off November 5th. The Selma City Council is holding a special called meeting today to discuss the issue. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90. Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $349. Nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard. Mercedes-Benz, it's time to love what you drive.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Mm-hmm. U.S. Grand Prix week, Jack. Are you as excited as I am?
I peed in my pants during the break.
And?
Just because I was so excited.
I didn't know where you were going with it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Free practice one is just 22 minutes from being finished. It is very slow over there. I'm guessing it's raining. I'm looking at these times, and they're way, way off. Our number, 272, or at least wet in some capacity. Our number, 272-9228. What?
It was what?
Well, for different reasons.
Oh, okay.
Different reasons.
Okay.
This is precipitation. Yours is urination.
Oh, I see. In the...
Let me say this, because I know she's listening. She claims she's not going to be listening. But someone on Facebook was having a histrionic meltdown over something I said yesterday about Neosporin. What she said was wrong. I wasn't talking about a Neosporin allergy yesterday, if you were listening to that portion of the program. I was talking about, actually, Neosporin is dangerous. It creates too much of a seal over
a wound that needs air.
And some wounds need air because of the bacteria that's in them. And if you seal it off, the bacteria will grow like crazy. It nearly cost me my arm. And I was trying to make that point. She kept trying to talk over me, so I kept trying to talk over her to make my point. And apparently it irritated her for the final time. And she's never going to listen again. And this is why I say she's probably listening right now. If you bother to write a Facebook meltdown about not ever listening again, I can assure you you're listening. My biggest critics on earth listen every second of this program. Okay, so don't act like you're giving up. Don't act like you're giving up. We know you're not. 9 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Well, in your defense on the Neosporin issue, I didn't hear, maybe you did treat her wrong because I know how you are.
But come on.
Well, you're kind of mean.
You're lovable, friendly, huggable.
Yeah, right.
Humble host.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a wound doctor tell me Neosporin is not good for a wound.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's just...
Well, I mean, and that's... Anyway. I don't want to relitigate the Neosporin issue. But she was not treated poorly. I was just trying to get my point out. Some callers don't realize it's not their show. And they try to talk over the host. Well, that doesn't work well. I've got access to microphones I can cut on and off, calls I can cut on and off, and I get my point out. And then you can talk. We'll have a conversation, but I'm not going to sit there and let you babble on. 10 minutes
and
after 11 o'clock.
Baron is having a nuclear missile launch installed in case you really make him mad.
That's just not true.
You're a little harsh at times.
What?
Harsh.
Jack. Let's do this. We've got some news to get through. We've got some phone calls to get through. It is Friday. Just to remind everybody, Jack Campbell, the rules on Friday.
There ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn. But that doesn't mean you don't have to keep it brief, concise, and clear. Who's this?
Trisha,
how are you?
I'm great. I've been taking care of a wound on my husband's leg, so I'm glad that you've...
Not with Neosporin, I hope.
No, absolutely not.
Good.
With that Silverdyne stuff.
Yeah, the silver's good. Also, and I know some people argue with me about this, but at least once to get it nice and cleaned out, a little H2O2, you know?
Yeah.
A little hydrogen peroxide, and let that debride that wound a little bit.
Is it infected?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's a nice, clean, fresh stab wound with three staples in it.
Hey, can I ask a quick question?
I did not stab my husband.
All right, I was just wondering. I felt like on behalf of men in the audience, I had to know.
However, it is my fault because I asked him to cut something.
Well, you sort of stabbed him then.
Yeah, I sort of stabbed him. Right. It was my ulterior motive
for asking him to cut
something.
Silver is good.
Yes.
At the herb shop, and they're a great part of Blue Water, out in... Pepper Tree, they have this wound gel called ASAP.
Yeah.
And it's a silver based nanoparticle silver thing that's really good.
I've been meaning to go by there and get that. Someone told me about it, but
it's great. I know, believe me, I know.
You know, I know you know. Do you have any little handy articles over there about the violence on the left progressing?
No, I don't have any articles at my display, but I know obviously that we've talked about it at length that they're violent and over the top rhetoric is causing trouble and is, I think, leading to their defeat.
Yes. Do you think it's going to get really bad? I've heard a couple more stories, like in the last couple of days, where they're going out and hurting more people. I've seen abortion activists get attacked and...
Well, yeah, I saw where the abortion activist was kicked in the head by the by the lefty that was there. You know, yes,
anti-abortion activist.
Well, yeah, the anti-abortion activist was kicked in the head by a abortion activist.
Yeah.
I'll say this: yes, I think it's going to get worse if the Republicans hold the House and Senate. Katie, bar the door.
Yeah.
And if Donald Trump wins again in 2020, I do expect them to mobilize. Like with weaponry. I know. I mean, listen, there's too much at stake.
That's what I'm getting worried about.
Well, this is what I was telling about. This is why I want to put this piece. Go to theconservativetreehouse.com and read this piece.
Okay.
There are trillions and trillions of dollars at stake. You don't think these people with trillions of dollars at stake would spend a few hundred million or a few billion, I mean, less than 1% of the money that's at stake, trying to preserve their economic system that has enriched them so much at the expense of Trisha and Barron and Jack? Yes, of course they would. Of course they would.
Okay. Well, I've been dying to ask your opinion on that all week.
Well,
now I have.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all. Have a good day.
Likewise.
Thanks, Trisha. You know,
go ahead.
I want to give a little pep talk just for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alabama Congress representatives Martha, Mike Rogers, Adderholt, and Gary Palmer, and Bradley Byrne, and whoever else, and even Terry Sewell, they're all safe. But don't let that cause you to stay home, because there are some important state elections. But more important than Alabama is if you have relatives who you know are conservative, who live in other states, particularly these swing elections that are going to be so vital to keeping the House and Senate, please urge your friends and family who live elsewhere to vote Republican. In 2 weeks, it'll be 2 weeks from Tuesday. It's so important, because you know what's going to happen if the Democrats take the House. They're going to try to impeach Donald Trump, which I don't think they'll be successful. But, you know, maybe they are. I don't think the Senate would ever allow it to happen. But we just don't need that going on right now with the way things are going so well for the United States, particularly with our economy. And our, you know, quite frankly, Trump's influence all over the world with getting tough on the fact that we've been taken advantage of for the last 100 years. So, anyway, if you're a listener and you're a conservative, please talk to your friends, neighbors, family about voting Republican in 2.5 weeks. It's so important. I think McCaskill's in trouble. What about Manchin?
I think he's in trouble. I don't know that he'll lose. Nick Saban cut a commercial for him.
Well, they're old friends, and I understand that.
Yeah, I get it. But look, I mean, the worst-case scenario right now, the absolute worst-case scenario is 51 Republican Senate seats. They're going to retain the Senate. If they can pick off Donnelly in Indiana and Nelson in Florida and
that
Manchin
woman
in West Virginia, the woman in North Dakota's toast. She's gone. That's. But if they can pick off some of these other people, they could get as high as 54.
Bill Nelson.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
Nelson in Florida and Manchin in West Virginia. If they can pick up the seat in Arizona, you know, McSally and whatever that treasonous woman is over there.
Yeah.
If they can pick that seat up, they could get as high as 57, 58, potentially, depending on. If there's a Republican tsunami, like I think there'll be, I mean, the polls are swinging shut on the Democrats. I got bad news for them. Everything they do scares the hell out of everybody. Their tactics don't work. Their message doesn't work. They're running on anti-Trump. Everything is going peachy in the United States right now, so why would we be afraid of Trump?
And NPR made a comment about the Senate race in Arizona. Well, it's not about the economy in Arizona. It's about health care. NPR is so bad. Martha, if anybody in your office is listening, quit funding NPR with American tax dollars.
Well, quit listening
They're
to
horrible.
It. Quit listening
well,
to
I
it.
Listen to it because I want to know what the enemy thinks.
All right.
It doesn't influence me. It just makes me mad. But the very idea is there are a lot of people who get their news from NPR.
You know what the enemy thinks? The enemy thinks they want your toilet stopped up. They want your stuff draining all over the house. They want you sloshing through in wet socks because they don't want you to call Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is a generous sponsor of hour number three of this program. We can't do it without our sponsors. We need you to visit our sponsors out here, folks. And trust me, Cole Plumbing is one of those that you need to get in touch with. 279-8919, 279-8919. Someone sent me a text the other day saying, oh, if I can find it. Gosh, I should have pulled it up before I started talking. Saying that they bought a, what does it say here? Oh, here it is. They dined at El Jalisco, as they do every Taco Tuesday. They dined several times at Midtown Pizza because of your spots. They bought a new Kia Soul a couple years ago because of Dan's spots for Brubaker. And now Kim Williams has redone the mortgage thanks to your spots. Radio works. Well, yeah, radio works. That's why Cole Plumbing is a generous sponsor of hour number three. Radio works, 279-8919. Number one and the number two business, Jack Campbell, when you have trouble with your bowl.
Call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the city of Montgomery.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Today found my friends here in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. We'll go miss Sunday morning, is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Yeah.
guys. Welcome back again to News and Views. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll get back to those phones in a minute if you want to get in. There are no rules on Friday, by the way. There are no rules on Friday. Jack, there ain't
nairn.
There ain't nairn. Meaning you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Presidents on submarines or the whereabouts of Jimmy Carter through the late 40s and 50s. That and more. We'll get to that if there's something you think we're missing. I do want to tell everybody about our friends over at New Look Decorating because, my goodness, now is the time to get over there. Those Benjamin Moore paints, by the way, I'm excited to announce my mother painted her entryway
herself?
No, she had it painted.
Good.
But she made sure they used high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Mined right here in Alabama, a lot of the minerals mined in Alabama. The largest Benjamin Moore painting factory in Pelham, Alabama. This is as local as it gets, and it is as high quality as you get. I mean, if some of the great painters of all time came alive today, they would go to New Look Decorating, and they would buy Benjamin Moore high-quality paints. Just go by and get a sample. Talk to Brett Lanham. Talk to Brian Carr. These people are pros. They're great. They're excellent. But go by and get a sample of those Benjamin Moore paints, and you will say, why have I been painting with this other garbage my whole life? You'll just understand the difference, and there is a difference. But, man, I got a painting contractor. I can't tell what paint they use. Yes, you can. Tell them to use Benjamin Moore paints. Tell them to go to New Look Decorating. They'll do it. They've got their own entrance. The painting contractors love Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating because they know they're going to be putting a higher quality paint on your wall, and you're going to be happier with the end result. So do that when you get the chance. New Look Decorating, Benjamin Moore paints on the Atlanta Highway, just where Bell Road dead ends into, Atlanta Highway. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. James Baker yesterday allegedly was before the Joint Committee in Congress, okay? The Joint Committee in Congress for his second round of questioning about DOJ and FBI activity during the 2016 election. You know how I know what he said was not damaging to the Trump administration? Because it hasn't leaked out yet. Because if James Baker said something, it would have leaked by now. Guess who's scheduled to appear today, Jack Cam?
Is it Nellie Orr?
Nellie Orr, yes.
She's a pretty thing.
Not Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie. Nellie Orr, O-H-R. Nellie Orr, what a beautiful young woman she is.
Yeah, she a vision?
Yeah, the president even remarked on her endless beauty.
What did he say?
Did you not hear that?
No.
He puts out a tweet, and he talked about Bruce Orr and his lovely, gorgeous wife, Nellie. Well, it put liberals in a really tough spot because if they were going to say, look, he's making fun of her, then they have to admit she's ugly. And if they have to say, look, he's dishonest. He's dishonest. She's clearly a dog. Look at her. So that didn't work well. But that's just the genius of Donald Trump. You know, call an ugly woman gorgeous and no one can call you on it. But she's scheduled to appear today. And here's the cool thing, too. It's a different story. Guess who's going to appear in the very near future, October 24th, in front of the Joint Committee, but only four people on the Joint Committee. Bob Goodlatte.
Yeah.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Trey Gowdy, the chairman of the House Oversight Government Reform Committee.
I don't know about him anymore.
I don't either, and I'm worried that he's in here. He's a cover-up artist. And then ranking members of each of those, Jerry Nadler and Elijah Cummings. So those four will be meeting.
Nadler's a...
Oh, they're terrible. Cummings is awful,
he's
too.
He's a turd.
They will be meeting with guess whom on October 24th to answer questions under oath in front of a court reporter.
Hillary Clinton.
They will be meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Yeah.
That worries me.
It'll be in a secure setting. All relevant questions can be asked and answered without regard to classification, so he can't hide behind classification. I believe this thing is coming to a head shortly after the election. There may be another indictment to go, and I think I probably know who that will be. I think there will probably be one more indictment to go from the Mueller camp. But they're going to put the baby to bed, and Donald Trump is not going to be found to have done anything wrong.
Who's the other indictment, do you think? I know this is just, you know, conjecture, but...
Yeah, I don't want to speculate on air.
Someone I know?
So a name you'll recognize. A name you'll recognize. I don't want to speculate on her.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that's probably what we're looking at in the month or so after the election. In between that lame duck period, you'll probably see the Mueller report come out.
Well, I just read something in Politico. Don't expect a lot. It may not come out publicly.
Well, it may not. Right now, they don't have authority for it to come out publicly. There's no federal statute to let it come out.
Isn't it up to Rod Rosenstein?
Somebody has to declassify it.
Well, that has to be, can that only be the president?
No. I mean, it can be declassified other ways, but... anyway, let's take a phone call, 272-9228.
Can I make one?
You may.
You know, Amber over at Four Healthy Pets is headed to Panama City with a bunch of supplies. But if you want to just donate money to her, because I gave them a little money yesterday because they're taking cash too. She has a PayPal account. That's low, L-O-W, flying, F-L-Y-I-N-G, Kiwi, K-I-W-I, at gmail.com. So that's low, flying, Kiwi, at gmail.com, and 100% of it will go towards supplies.
That's a good effort. I'm glad they're hitting that up.
Yeah,
we're glad to draw attention
off to Amber.
Four Healthy Pets, a great, thoughtful organization. They're always doing charitable activities. If you don't do your pet business over there, I'm sorry, you should.
They have a boatload of dog food in there. I was yesterday. My God.
Yeah.
All kinds.
Man, everything. Yeah. Our number, 272-9228. Who is this?
This is Chicken Man.
Chicken Man. What's on your mind?
Baron, about a year ago, didn't we have a conversation about you working at the radio station without pay?
No.
That might have been me. I don't get paid, but that, I don't want to get paid. I've been offered to be paid, but anyway.
Well, Jack, you could go to the mayor of Selma and get paid, to advise these city employees how to work.
I don't think there'll ever be another white mayor in Selma, if you want to know the truth.
I think you just let the cat out of the bag, Campbell, that the reason you haven't been able to take a paycheck is because you know one day you'll be the mayor of the city.
So I better get used to not taking a paycheck.
Going to that, well, I know the mayor, is not taking a check, and, all the responsibility falls on him, or... what or who caused the problems? And, in some, I know it built up probably, but.
What or who caused the problems? The problem in Selma existed long before Dario Melton, the current mayor, was in there. Profligate Democrat spending ways is one of the things that has harmed Selma. And Selma spends more money than they take in. They borrow money. They have huge debt service payments that are owed. They don't have a very large budget. It's in like, I think it's a couple dozen million or less. I mean, 15, 20, 25 million. It is not a big budget. And then they had a $1.2 million debt payment this year that they just can't pay. And if you can't pay your debt payment, then it really needs to be a priority. You got to pay your debt payment because if your city starts defaulting on debt, and then it all spirals out of control. All your other notes come due, and
snowball.
Yeah, and then you're really in trouble. You've got to make that debt payment, and they have other fixed costs that they can't avoid. So the employees are the ones who get screwed. Hopefully, they'll get the ship righted over there. I hope the state doesn't bail them out. We don't need that. We got to get something figured out going on over in Selma. It's an important part of Central Alabama, the economy. They got a great hospital over there, Vaughn Regional. They've got people that live there that can't afford their city to go bankrupt. Something's got to change over there, but the problem pre-exists the present mayor. But this is what happens. Name for me the prominent Democrat-run city that runs like a fine-oiled machine. Just name for me that city. You won't find it.
Jack for mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Chicken Man.
Our number, 272-9228, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Don't forget, I ate there yesterday, amigos. I went to the Prattville location. Easy drive up the interstate to the Prattville location. Like checking in there every now and then. Up the interstate to the Prattville location. Got the special this week, rigatoni bolognese with a dollop of ricotta on the top of it. It's absolutely delicious. I paired it with a salad for $9. I got the cannoli, and then I ate half of my friend's dessert because he didn't finish all of it. Because I'm a pig. I can't help it. I love to eat, and I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I actually finally pushed the bowl of the brownie and ice cream away and said, take this thing away from me. I will not stop until it's gone. When the server came by, I said, now's your chance. Get it or I'm going to eat the utensils. Please, by all means, get this thing away. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, dynamite. Award-winning pizza pies. If you go to the Prattville location, it's really cool. Oh, and don't forget, there were two tables of law enforcement in there yesterday. So what the hell's going on? You guys getting raided? They said, no. Half price to law enforcement professionals. So if you're in uniform, head over there. Head over there. They love the uniform police presence. Half price for uniform professionals. Law enforcement, sheriffs, troopers, police, and what have you. So get by there when you get the opportunity. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, fantastic sponsors of this program and purveyors of some of the greatest Italian dining I've ever had anywhere.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for the next batch of weather changes over the weekend as a important frontal system approaches the area. Today, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy, but a comfortable day with a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, cloudy. I think we're dry during the evening. Chance of showers late tonight, maybe in the wee hours of the morning. Low temperature 64. Now, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. That's ahead of a cold front approaching. Much cooler Saturday night. Overnight low temperature 50 by dawn Sunday morning. Sunday will feel like fall with a high temperature around 67, a breezy, cooler day with sunshine, and the low temperature by Monday morning falls to the middle 40s, coolest of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Guys, welcome back in.
How about that power of love, Baron?
How about the power of a $900 million jackpot?
Is that what that thing's up to?
Second highest jackpot of all time.
I've been called the second most jackass of all time.
Yeah, similar. Very similar.
Or as people say, similar.
So here is how it works. This is the Mega Millions multiplier. So Mega Million jackpot, source of $900 million. I am going to drive and get tickets, Jack Campbell. You have given me $10. We will make...
Are you going over to Georgia?
Yeah. We'll drive over there and grab them. So I'm going to put $10 on top of your $10. We'll have 10 total tickets. I'll take pictures of all of them when I get them. We'll have video evidence that the tickets are indeed jointly ours. And then we will each get $450 million on Monday. What are you going to do with your $450?
Are you going to do the lump sum?
Yes. You really need to think about that lump sum.
Yeah, I will not outlive the payoff.
I'm not saying you're not going to be here in 30 years, but you probably want to consider that lump sum, Campbell.
Well, I see, 30 years, I'd be, yeah, you're right.
It's possible. You have a shot. I don't know that anyone can guarantee they're going to make 90 whatever.
450. What would you do with it?
Well, you got to pay taxes on half of it.
Yeah,
and then you take the lump sum discount, so you only get 55% of that. So you pay $450, the lump sum discount, you get about $275, you pay taxes on half of that. You have about $130, $140 million.
That's all you get after?
Well, each of us, I would get that much and you would get
okay.
that.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, after we pay taxes.
I don't know what I would do with it. I would,
we'll figure it out. $130 million? I'd buy the radio station.
Would you?
Yeah. Job security, baby. Can't get fired if you own it.
Maybe you can start paying me.
See? See?
No.
Hey, I'll pay you $100,000 a day.
You know, I don't. You know, these people get all wrapped up buying all these fancy cars.
No, I wouldn't
do
all that.
No.
I would not. You know, there are some very good things I would do. I would take like $5 million and say, just blow the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And then I would take $100 million and try to make sure my great-great-great-grandchildren never had problems. You know, I would try to set up the family so well, so structured, that they wouldn't be lazy asses like some rich people, but they would...
I would give the Trump campaign $1 million.
Well, here's one thing, for example. You know, I stroke that monthly mortgage check every month, and it's like a toll booth to getting ahead in life. I would make sure my kids and grandkids, if I had $100 million, make sure the kids and grandkids at least never had to make a house payment. But they couldn't live somewhere ridiculous. You know, there'd be something in the trust. They could buy a $500,000 house or whatever.
Yeah, you couldn't build a concrete house on the beach for $10 million.
No, but I mean, you know, we would, you know, things like that. But I wouldn't just hand them a bunch of money. But I would do things that made their life easier every step of the way. No college fees, no house payments, you know, and allow them to take that money and invest it in a business or invest in themselves or, you know what I mean? Yeah. I would do stuff like that. And then I'd probably pay off our church's debt because, you know, they got a little debt hanging out there, a million and a half, yeah. Something like that. Just little things like that. I'd probably go get like a couple thousand $100 bills and walk around handing them to random people who look down on their luck that day. You know, in a disguise, not for, but just to make someone's life better, random people. Because a random guy down on his luck, walking down the street, kicking the dirt, drop $100, you know, go to one of those places where day laborers gather and, you know, throw out a couple $100 bills to a few folks.
So they could go buy a half pint of.
Whatever. I mean, look, they got a drink too. I like drinking as much as they do.
Hey, have you seen the man that pushes the cart around?
I hadn't lately.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, have you?
I saw him on Ann Street, and I called the cops, not because to get him in trouble, but he's walking down the middle of Ann Street, right near the interstate, with one of those bright yellow vests, saying, "We'll work for a quarter." I handed him a buck. He said, "I'll pay you back." I thought, "Yeah, you bastard. You're not thinking." I don't want it back, but...
I wanted if something happened to him. I haven't seen him in a while. Our number, 272-9228.
Somebody told me he was mean.
Really?
Yeah, some guy said they saw him on Mount Meigs Road and said, "Man, you need to get out of the road." And he was like, "You need to mind your own business." He kind of bowed up at him. But anyway, I hope he's okay. I don't want him to...
What's your name?
Get run over. Who are you talking to, man?
Well, trying to figure out who's on the hole, but people aren't ready, so they don't get on the air. 84.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. How are you, Dern, 84?
I'm Dern. Fine. How you doing, Jackson?
All righty then.
See, what he needs to do is go on down to the Z-Mart and get him some mood-altering medication. He would be in a better mood instead of being all pissed off from pushing that grocery cart around.
Well,
all the
but
time.
He's wearing a high-vis vest at least. I mean, give him half the credit. He's trying not to get run over.
I do. I want to, if I can clarify Trisha's call from earlier, and make it a little more concise.
Uh-huh.
I believe what she said is, "I will cut you." I do believe that's what I got out of. I don't know what Mr. Trisha did, but I bet he won't do it again.
Hey, let me tell you this. I've seen that look in my wife's eyes a few times.
your wife's from Lowndes County. I know she'll cut you.
And she may have. I'm not sure. But I'll say this. I know from experience, she doesn't punch with the knuckles of her fist. She punches with the end of her fist.
Well, you know that saying, tougher than a white woman in Lowndes County. That's pretty tough.
But I want to go back to hour one. Because, I mean, we had a great discussion about the submarines and presidents. But we never got to the major, major question that is running through everybody's mind.
And that is, how do it know?
What, no. Was there ever a president that rode on a submarine and was eating Mayhaw jelly?
Wow. While watching Wild Panthers in Alabama.
and contemplating putting up a Confederate flag across from ASU.
I mean, that's burning my brain out right now. Any Confederate monuments on any of these? has there ever been a gay marriage performed a submarine?
You and I talk about the list, knowing full well there's actually no written down list. Will you and I, over the weekend, email each other back and forth all the band topics, and I am going to bring in a piece of paper affixed to the wall here in the studio. We're actually going to write on the list all the band topics. Because there's got to be some semblance of sanity to this program.
Well, but it is Friday.
Right.
Y'all had the vote. Nairn rules on Friday.
That's right. So overwhelming.
You get all Friday to talk about submarines, but come Monday, I'm turning the damn radio off if I hear Jimmy Carter's name or a freaking submarine's name.
How about Formula One racing?
No, that is not on the list. It's always on topic, especially during the U.S. Grand Prix.
Okay, well, if that's on topic, so are places that used to be in Montgomery that are no longer.
I didn't say those were off topic.
Oh, well, you roll
just
your
annoying
eyes.
Annoying as hell.
You roll your eyes every time Bob and Mary's comes up.
Well, that's true.
No, you didn't say it right, Jack. It's Bob and Mary's.
And the Snowden Cafe.
You know what? Right. Hey, let me tell you. The Red Bird Inn.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Clay, when I named my daughter Clara, we were living in Florida at the time and didn't know.
Named her after me. I know.
Well, I didn't know we were moving back to Alabama, but when we decided to move back to Alabama and she was just a wee little baby, I thought, uh-oh, she's going to be Clara, isn't she?
My father always said Mary all of his life.
I've never heard until I moved to the cozy confines of the state of Alabama, I never heard the word Sarah. I never heard the word Mary.
And see, that's my second one, and that was one thing I said when Lauren, we were talking about naming Ree, which is her nickname, naming her Sarah. And I was like, yeah, but baby, I said, everybody's going to call her Sarah.
Sarah.
You name her Sarah. And sure enough, she is Sarah around.
I also had never heard the expression of a Bora hog. It always been a boar hog. But then I moved to Alabama, it's a Bora. I was like, what? When did that happen?
Yeah. I have a friend named Sarah Ann, and I nicknamed her Sarah. And she'll come and say, hey, this is Sarah. We laugh about it. Because these old-timers, that's what they said.
And that's my daddy. Daddy has never called her anything but Sarah. And that's the way they talk. And Rorich.
Rorich, yeah.
My grandparents. And I don't know if it was something from Montgomery County High, if they taught them that way or what, but they say Corich and Rorich. It is so funny. It tickles us.
Now, hold on. Enlighten a Yankee who's out of place at times down here. What is a Rorich?
Roach.
Oh, a roach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a Corich is a coach.
Corich.
You ever heard the old-timers talk about a snake as a Corich whip?
Yes, I have. And I heard the woman from Florida congratulate Corich Urban Meyer in front of the whole entire Congress.
Corich Urban Myers. Hey, I got to run. I appreciate it.
Nobody's congratulating him these days.
No, I know they're not.
He's lucky to survive.
Yeah, he was very lucky to survive.
He may not.
Somebody who's not lucky to survive, that's Mr. Sandman. He survives through grit, determination, hard work.
And fires.
Well, he does. He survives fires. But you know why? Grit, determination, hard work. And knowing the value of a deal. And knowing what he can offer people to make their lives better. Listen, when you sleep well at night, your life is better. You are a better person because you're sleeping well at night. You're nicer at work. You're more productive. You make more money. Your health is better. I'm telling you, you can take all that to the bank. This statement is not FDI approved or FDA approved.
Or FBI approved.
No, it's not FBI approved either. But take it to the bank. When I tell you something, it's good as gold. As the old timers say, if I tell you a chicken dip snuff, look under his wing.
You know who says that?
Who?
Yeah.
If I tell you it's raining nails, grab your hard hat.
Okay? That's your father-in-law.
Well, all I got to say is Mr. Sandman knows what he's doing. Knows what he's doing. That's why he's been 18 years voted the best mattress store in the River Region. Get up there. Get up there. Get to the location of Mr. Sandman on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Get to the Mr. Sandman location on Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. While you're there, go get you a curly Q dipped. Whew. Delicious. I'm starving. I'm absolutely starving. We'll be back. Go to Mr. Sandman.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fridays, Jack Campbell.
Why are you always here, Ken Reynolds?
Well, I'm sure he's supporting the wine tasting event, right? That's true. There's a wine tasting event coming up, isn't it? Tomorrow. See? Well, now, you're not getting free advertising show. 3 to 6 under the train shed? Yep. All right, free advertisement.
It's a great Ken Reynolds is one of the good guys. He works for the city.
Someone else who's one of the good guys, that's Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. By all means, get by. Say hey to Miss Dot while you're in there. We'd love to have your support for one of our great sponsors to this program. Miss Dot, Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall, 60,000 square feet under the roof. 60,000 square feet under the roof over there. And when you're there, you'll see 200 vendors with some really cool stuff. Fall is in season. Fall is in season.
And they have heat when necessary.
When they got heat when necessary and air conditioning when necessary. This is the time of year when you need heat and air conditioning. And by all means, when you get the opportunity, get by, say hey to Miss Dot, check out the fall collection of everything. They got football stuff. Auburn fans may want to skip that section. They've got, seriously, they got a great rotation of stuff. And tomorrow, my friends, starting at 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., please, please, please go to Eastbrook Flea Market, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. They have the annual yard sale. going to be outside in the parking lot. The place is going to be packed. There are going to be people all over the place. This is when the deals are really, really out in full force. Get ready for Christmas season, amigos. Do a lot of your shopping at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Say hey to Miss Dot while you're in there. Let her know you heard about it on News and Views. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Joey, how are you, my friend?
Hey,
doing
pal.
Well. Hi, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I mean, are we supposed to ask each other how we're doing, or just
topic
at hand?
Rules don't apply to us, Clark.
Well, that's how I live my life.
Well, that's because you're
How's
a psychopath.
Gum?
It's all right.
You're giving it hell.
Oh, yeah, man.
Are you back on the sauce?
No.
Okay. Is that why you're on the gum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Making sure. I think I'd be chomping over here trying to tamper down this oral fixation.
Yeah, Joey had a little gin problem. And
No. It was chewing tobacco. You know what I had a dream of the other day? And I told you, you're still going to dream about this. Now, yeah. I have not had any tobacco cross these lips since February of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is that, a year and a half?
Yeah.
I dreamed I bought a can of Copenhagen.
Oh, Lord.
And because it was on sale, I walked in, and I should have known this was a dream. It was a dollar. So I walk in, I see the sign says Copenhagen for a dollar. I said, you know what, give me a can of that. I dreamed, I put it in my mouth, and my mouth started watering so much because it tasted so good. When I woke up, I honestly thought, I need to go get a can of Copenhagen. Well, so you're going to struggle with this for a while.
But I had a moment that made me realize I needed to quit. Well, there were a lot of moments, but there was one where I was having a dream. And it was almost like a mix of the Garden of Eden and also like just me hanging out on a Saturday. It was like a bag of potato chips, but it was like the fruit of the truth. And like I'll know the difference between good and evil if I try these potato chips or something.
Wow.
That's the dream. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to reach into this bag. It's the most glorious thing ever. It's tempting me. I go to bite down on the chip and I bite down. And I have fallen asleep with a dip pouch in my mouth. And that is what I have bitten down on.
Gross.
And so God looked down and laughed at me. And he said, Joey, you're going to have to stop this stuff.
And a serpent.
What have you done to yourself?
And a serpent bit you.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, yeah.
Yeah, and it was one of those moments where I'm like, okay, I got to stop this stuff. This is embarrassing. And I'm happy to share it with the audience.
Rusty, you just got about 30 seconds, amigo.
Well, that's all it'll take, sir. Fun things to do when you got time on your hands, mess with the restaurant waitress over there at Chappie's Deli. I was in there yesterday, and she comes running over to the table. She says, I'm sorry about your weight. And I said, I know. I've been trying to cut back, but not having much luck. Bless her heart, she turned about 40 shades of red.
That
and
was
she
good,
had a
Russell.
Dip in, I think. She had a dip in, too, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, that would be Vicky.
Yeah, it might be Vicky. By the way, condolences to Vicky. She lost her dad, her mom last week, and she's a great server.
Lori, we ran out of time. Try it a little earlier tomorrow. Guys, it's noon. It's the weekend. 69 hours from now, we will be back on these airwaves. In the meantime, Joey Clark, Dan Morris, Greg Budell, and more will keep you entertained. Over the weekend, Terry Adams and, Jay Scott, his crew. So have fun, guys.
Rusty.